Well, coming up on the 4th of July, a lot of celebrations going on around the area. One of those in Oakland, where they're celebrating a big 4th of July once again here in 2024. Going to talk a little bit about the celebration in Oakland this year with Mike Rao and JT Altman. They are both helping to coordinate. They know a lot about these kinds of things. They've been involved for a number of years, right? Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, talk a little bit about the celebration years and years and years. I mean, you've had one for a long, long time, right?
Right. So, Oakland Arbor Bank has been hosting the car show that I know of for at least the last 30 years. For the rest of the events, they've been doing it probably much longer than that unofficially on all the other stuff. So that's what I know from the car show aspect of it.
Is the car show a big draw for you each year?
The car show, we average between 80 and just over 100 cars every year.
And I assume folks, usually for those things, they come from far and wide to be a part of a car show.
Yes, we get people from Omaha, Council Bluffs, the small towns around here. We've had people come from Missouri, Sioux City, all over the place to come to our show.
Yeah, well, they like to show off, so make sure you ask them questions because they know a lot, and they love to tell you all about it, too. That's the purpose of them going to these things and spending so much time working on those. Very good. Well, that's a good anchor for the day. 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. is what it says here on my notes for the car show. So
that is correct. Yep. And there are a lot of activities that day. The fire department puts on their pancake feed at 7 o'clock in the morning. That goes till 10:30. And then the car show is from 9 to 3:30. We do have live music lined up with a band this year called Turning Gears. They play from 11 to 2. They're new feature this year. And also, in conjunction with the car show, there is a tractor show that'll be right next door to us.
Okay, excellent. A lot of good things to see and a lot of good things to do. And it looks like you got a lot of good things to eat during the course of the day, too.
Yep, we will have a lot of food vendors, people cooking right there, and there's even vendors that will sell home goods, too.
All right. Awesome. I see the fire department's going to have a pancake breakfast in the morning to kind of get the day started, and plenty of other vendors throughout the day, too, as folks enjoy the day. And so much to do. Is it spread around the community?
Most of it is taking place in that Chautauqua Park where Freedom Rock is and the gazebo. It's all around that area right there.
Okay. Very good. Well, lots of other things going on. You mentioned car show, tractor show. There's a golf tournament for folks who enjoy that. They can sign up for that activity. Fireworks at night. Of course, you got to do that when you have 4th of July. But the parade, it says red, white, and bulldog for a theme. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the parade's at 5 o'clock in Oakland. And like you said, red, white, and bulldog. Riverside High School are the bulldogs. So that's kind of how we tied that in. And again, like we've had the 4th of July for forever, the parade has been a staple of the event for forever as well. And also, if anybody wants to participate in the parade, you can show up about 4:30, and we start at City Hall, and then the parade starts at 5 o'clock, and we run down kind of Main Street there by the park, and which is also by the car show and the tractor show, and have a nice parade, and we usually have a lot of groups, and there's some prizes for the best participation and things like that.
Yeah, you get a lot of businesses, community groups, and such that'll put in entries for the parade.
Yep, we sure do. Yeah, we have a nice turnout for the parade every year.
Excellent. All right, the Keys Daylily Gardens will be available for folks too. Tell us about that.
So I do know the Keys Daylily Gardens is just outside of town, and gosh, I know that the work that they put into that is just tremendous. But they always have just such a beautiful place there, and tons and tons of flowers there. And I know for Christmas they do a heck of a Christmas light show as well. But it's just a really neat place to walk through there and see all the flowers and all the different things.
Okay, very good. Well, another opportunity for folks to do something a little bit different.
Also, new this year, they're having a slow pitch softball tournament. That starts at 9 o'clock on the 4th of July, and teams of 9 or more, and it's $10 per person. And then that is kind of a fundraiser for the Riverside Student Council. So if anybody wants to play some recreational slow pitch softball, we've got that going on as well.
All right. Very good. Lots of activities. Hopefully the weather is nice for that, not those 98-degree days like we've seen here lately. Excellent. Yeah. Just a nice summer day would be nice to be able to enjoy. Guys, talk a little bit about the sponsorship that you get. Mike, you mentioned Arbor Bank helping to sponsor the car show for so many years. It's important to have good supporters, right?
That's right. Arbor Bank has been, like I said, doing this for at least 30 years that I've known about. And the other things going on are people locally just volunteering their time, like JT does for the parade, and Kayla Harris does for the softball tournament and the golf tournament put on by the Riverside Golf Course. So those are the activities. Everybody kind of puts in some help to make this a good activity for the day, for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and JT, you mentioned you're involved in the parade and stuff too, but a lot of volunteers, I suppose, have to step forward to make something like this all happen.
Yeah, it is very nice. Everybody in the community kind of comes together to make things happen. That includes the vendors that come out that are selling, you know, either baked goods or barbecue for lunch or handmade items and all of that. So there, you know, the vendors that come out and the food trucks, and then there's also, you know, kids games and activities like that. I've actually got some of those 30 or 40 gallon barrels that were turned into horses, so I'll have a couple lawnmowers that are driving those barrel horses that buck up and down a little bit for the kids to ride on. So we'll do that most of the day. I don't know, that starts maybe at 9 or 10 o'clock and runs most of the day and until all the kids get too sunburnt and need something else to do. But there's always quite a few activities like that for the kids and everybody there.
Yeah, we want to see that because obviously it's 4th of July celebration. It's a family event.
Absolutely.
Yeah, excellent. All right. So really it's one of those come early, stay late kind of days.
Yes, absolutely. I would say there's activities from 7 o'clock with the pancake feed all the way until the end of the day off with the fireworks show. So
Yeah, very good.
You could spend the whole day, and there's always something to do.
Yeah. Hey, guys, how important is it to do these types of things in a community like Oakland? Why are these types of things important to focus on the local folks, give them some things to enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, just small-town community. I mean, everybody coming together to celebrate the 4th of July. And get people together, get everybody out on a nice day, and keep the community together, and make it a good day for everybody.
Yeah, and of course, it's not just for folks in Oakland. I'm guessing you get some folks that visit from other communities around.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Riverside High School is tied in with Oakland, Carson, Macedonia, so we get a good turnout from all of that, but. I mean, like Mike had said, the car show brings in people from many, many, many communities and even a few different states. The fireworks show is very good, and so that draws in quite a few people. So, yeah, definitely draws people from other communities to Oakland, which is very nice to kind of spread everything that Oakland has with everybody else.
Yeah, you bet. Well, 4th of July is always a fun point of the summer. It's kind of the halfway point for summer. The kids are starting to think about school after the 4th of July, so let's just go have some fun for the day. Again, the fire department pancake breakfast starts at 7 a.m. That'll be at the fire station. The car show runs pretty much all day. Registration early. They'll vote in the afternoon, and the awards later on. Arbor Bank sponsoring that. The tractor show. You've got all kinds of food games and things at the and vendors in the midway. There's a golf tournament, a softball tournament, the parade at 5 o'clock, the fireworks show in the evening, so much going on. I hope folks take the time to come out and just have a good old-fashioned fun time with family and friends there in Oakland, Iowa. Mike, JT, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Hope you all have a great 4th.
Yes, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the help.